Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from our jazz friends in the northern part of the Americas. We begin this brand new hour of Neon Jazz with talented Montreal saxophonist and composer Christine Jensen with the 2009 tune Capers Papers off her CD called Look Left. She is very well respected and easily called a force in the realm of jazz these days. So Christine is very comfortable in the large or smaller jazz settings, and she thrives in both. She got her first degree from McGill University in Montreal back in 1994 and then got her master's in 2006. Over the years and into today, she consistently performs live and releases quality albums. Her gigs over the years have been with cats like Dick Oates, Steve Wilson, Pat LaBarbera, and the great Kenny Werner. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, I asked her very simply what was the best thing about waking up each day, and this is what she had to say about that.
I have a sweet little passion of listening to Rush Hour on the radio and having them describe the traffic, and I go, in general, I really don't have anything to do with this. I have no powers over it. I don't have to be in it. I'm a short metro to work when I do go to work, and just being able to get on airplanes and see some crazy parts of the world, that's really fun. And sharing my music with anyone that's interested. That's the best part of my day.
Along with all of the music these days, she is a clinician and instructor at McGill University, willingly giving the experience and goods to the next generation of composers and players in Canada and beyond. She has gone all over the world, from Norway to Peru, Turkey to Montreal and the West Coast, giving her blend of jazz and wisdom, and we're all a little better off for that. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a cool little jazz town, jiving, jumping, and thriving each and every night of the week. It's actually a Royal World Championship 2015 town, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with another hour of tasty, delicious jazz. So, Christine is not the only talent in the Jensen family. Her sister Ingrid is on the trumpet, and she's a somewhat frequent collaborator with Christine. Here she is in 1997 with the song Fallen off her CD Here on Earth.
Hey, out there. Coming from Montreal, Christine Jensen, checking in with Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the New York-based jazz quartet, Mostly Other People Do the Killing, with the 2011 song Elliot Mills off their CD, The Coimbra Concert. Since the beginnings in 2003, this outfit has consisted of trumpeter Peter Evans, saxophonist John Irabagon, bassist Matthew Mappa Elliott, and drummer Kevin Shea. They have released 5 albums. Their performances are often large suites with transitions between original pieces and jazz standards. They are high on theatrics with strong elements of rock, pop, and classical music. A nice little crossover sound. In 2009, they were the winner of the 57th Annual Downbeat Critics Poll and the Rising Star Ensemble category. And in 2014, they released the album Blue, a note-for-note reproduction of the great Miles Davis album Kind of Blue. It's pretty cool. Coming at you next on this show is New York City saxophonist and composer Caroline Davis. This is a cut off her album Chicago Storylines with the tune Chicago Sound off her new 2015 album. As a Chicago transplant, this album was a long labor of love, melding spoken word stories and original compositions. It was hatched after Caroline found a big gap, specifically 1980 to 2000, that was undocumented in the lore of Chicago jazz. But all of this is bound to change with this project. And as we make our way into the track, this is what Caroline had to say about what she realized during the construction of this project and the interviews while talking to Neon Jazz.
It's really neat to see how people older than me are just like me. Somehow we separate people who are older or younger than us, and we think that they don't really have a lot of the same experiences, and they don't really specifically have the same experiences that we do, but it's very similar. Like, they went out to their own group of clubs and they hung until like 4 o'clock in the morning, and there was a space to go hang, you know.
There is a Chicago sound. Gene Ammons and that, you know, that whole lineage, I think. And that's what was cool about those guys at Andy's, Eddie Johnson and those guys. They kind of perpetuated that. It was very blues-based. It was, you know, that a great feel was the importance. It wasn't so much about fast tempos. Not real busy, you know, just kind of leaving a lot of space and just kind of grooving.
It was like kind of what I was envisioning Chicago piano player to be like. He would take a left sometimes and just be, whoa, you know, it's like free.
But back then, you know, it was like a lot of the South Side musicians would refer to the North Side as the North Side. Like, it was this distinctly separate zone. Like, oh, you're up on the North Side, you know. Or, yeah, they play down on the South Side. It was this feeling of, like, you know, this boundary, you know. And I felt like a lot of North Side musicians didn't really go to the South Side.
And he said, don't put that label on me. This music isn't made anywhere. It's wherever it is. And I was like, yes! Like, yes, exactly. Thank goodness.
What I came to realize is that it's just that, a way to try to identify oneself. Just a place in the music that is...
This is a scene that I could be a part of, you know.
My name is Caroline Davis, and I'm a New York-based saxophonist and composer, and I think Joe Dimino and Neon Jazz is awesome. Keep listening.
That was the Jeff Jenkins Organization with the 2015 tune, The Arrival, and I love those outfits that are called The Organization. Joined by Dave Corbus and Alwyn Robinson, they come right out of Denver, Colorado, and have some mileage under their jazz wheels. Jeff has released 4 CDs in the last 15 years, and he's gigged with the best over the years. Cats like Freddie Hubbard, Eddie Harris, Clark Terry, Dakota Stanton, Frank Morgan, and many, many others. From the talent-rich duo of Jack Teagarden and Ben Pollock and the band, we give you the tune That's a Plenty off the 2010 CD Wiz Radio Programs, next on Neon Jazz.
In the Wiz Nightclub, Ben is reminding the guests of the good old days when a movie was a Nickelodeon with That's a Plenty. Let's hear it, Ben.
I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. We'll be right back.
That was the legendary jazz bassist right out of Tacoma, Washington, David Friesen, with a 2007 tune Underlying off his CD called Amber Skies. He also sounds quite good on the double bass and the electric upright bass. And it was during this time in the Army in Germany that he got the jazz bug and went on to play with John Handy and Marion McPartland. Then he played with Joe Henderson. Then he toured Europe with Billy Harper, and that was the eventual beginning of recording with guitarist John Stoll. Then he did the good work with Duke Jordan, Mal Waldron, and Paul Horn. And over his career, he's been very active. He's played with the best in the business, and he had a really unique relationship with Charlie Mingus. And of note, his sister is actress Diane Cannon. From the cool of guitarist, composer, and bandleader Charlie Hunter, he's always welcome on this program. We give you the 2010 tune Alexander's Ragtime off the CD Public Domain, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the crazy talented Canadian multi-Juno Award-nominated alto and soprano saxophonist Tara Davidson with the 2006 song Reason Season off her 2006 CD called Code Breaking. And that has been her mantra during her career that has taken her all over the map and on many recordings, too many to count. The final cut on this hour of Neon Jazz Together that was and is comes from a good friend of the show. Here's legendary sax man known for being in the Tonight Show band for Johnny Carson with the great Doc Severinsen and the boys for some years. Here he is with his band, The Encounter, in 2010 with the song You Met Your Match off the CD The Wonder Bag. And hopefully we gave you a part of that over this last hour of music together. And with that in mind, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man always willing to share the wonder within his world, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you. I'll take that payment in an envelope later.
Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you. Drop us a line. We're always here for you, and we love to have your feedback. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most, baby. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.